Greetings and welcome to MERS Monday, the official podcast of the MERS Political Newsletter. I'm Kyle Malin, joined by the boss, John Rurink, Jack Spencer, Mike Malott, and Jacob Kanzler. Happy New Year. It is the January 1st edition of the MERS Monday podcast, and we are tying a bow on 2017 by naming our House member and our freshman legislator of the year. This is part of the series that we've done for several years now that recognizes the most effective, impactful, and legislator that has also the most level of activity during the year of 2017. We've been working hard on our nominations, and we're ready to get to it in nominating and naming our House Member of the Year. And John, you're at my left, so since I always like to run clockwise here, you're going to go ahead and kick off our nominations.
All right. For Freshman of the Year, today I'm going to be nominating two people. You kind of did a duo nomination last week.
I set the precedent.
You set the precedent, so it's all right for me to nominate both Representative James Lauer and Representative Thomas Albert. Both of these gentlemen were in the midst of negotiating the original proposal for the Other Post-Employment Benefit, or OPEB, reform, which was impressive as freshmen. But what I also kind of admired was the fact that when it came down to an agreement and a compromise that they didn't think was the right policy solution, they said, we're not going to have any part of it, and we're not going to vote for it. So I thought that took a little courage, and that was worth mentioning.
Well, let's also not forget that Tom Albert was the lead person on the MIPSERS reform as well for the House in this last year. And he was the one who was the main sponsor of the bill. Now, he didn't get the PA on that. That was Phil Pavlov, as we mentioned last week. But he was the person who was selling it. He was also selling the OPEB reform, as you mentioned. And again, they didn't get exactly what they wanted on that, and so much that watered down that he didn't even vote for the package itself. But he did a lot of legwork on that and was really trying to sell the necessity behind the reforms. Jack, why don't we move on to you for your Freshman of the Year nominee?
Well, I want to nominate Representative Ben Fredericks of Owosso. Pretty impressive for a freshman to challenge the speaker, more or less, with an alternative package on a catastrophic claims issue. He also was the chair of the committee that got the skilled trade stuff through. So, that shows some activity and some independence on his part.
Well, and that was a big package, too, that got through the House. It didn't go without some opposition because you were watering down requirements for teachers who could be instructors of skilled trades. And so that had some pushback from the teachers' union. But he worked across the aisle with Bob Kosowski and got something through. And so for that reason, a nominee for our Freshman of the Year. All right, Mike, we're going to move on over to you.
I'm going to nominate somebody who might be a sleeper candidate. I'm going to name Representative Bronna Colley, Republican from down in Adrian area. She's got pretty good numbers in terms of productivity. She's introduced 14 bills, and she's gotten four of them passed, and that's pretty impressive for a freshman. And the subjects that she's been working on are things like protecting victims from human trafficking, dealing with trade and securities for Michigan companies. She had a bill in the female genital mutilation package, and she had a bill that got passed here recently on exempting use taxes on dental prosthesis, dentures. And she's not an out front type legislator and not confrontational. I think she's quietly working to get some good things done.
All right. Well, we'll put her name on the list. And not only that, she's a marathon runner, too. So we got to put that on her list of things that she did this year. We always appreciate that. Okay, Jacob, you're next.
A nomination for Freshman of the Year is Representative Pamela Hornberger from Chesterfield Township. Representative Hornberger was involved in a number of initiatives that really seemed to show off her conservative credentials. She is a sponsor of the Constitutional Carry gun package that was getting some attention earlier this year. She was the sponsor of the Anti-Sanctuary City bill from earlier this year. We just saw a bill scoring fetus and embryo as a person in violent crimes. That just passed the House. She got involved a little bit with the early start date for education. She's a vice chair on the Education Committee. So she has her hands in a lot of issues. And even though she did not getting public acts. She's definitely kind of setting precedent or the tone for being active and involved beyond her first term. So Representative Hornberger is my nomination for Freshman of the Year.
Well, I like all your guys' nominations. I think they're all well thought out. I'm going to go a different direction here with my nomination and nominate Darren Camilleri, Democrat out of Brownstown Township. Now, if you remember in the last election, 2016, there was only one competitive seat where the Democrats actually won, and that was in the 23rd House District, and it was Darren Camilleri. And since then, he's done everything possible, I think, everything conceivable to try and button that up for future years to make sure that he gets that. He was the lead of at least two press conferences that I can remember. One was this bold package designed to help children's literacy, which they had over at EC3. And then he also had another bill that he was the sponsor of dealing with protections for student journalists. So a couple issues that I think are very popular type initiatives to lead. He's also been very out front on the UIA situation, which is something that Democrats can take advantage of politically, sponsoring amendments to try and get relief for folks who were ripped off by the unemployment insurance agency, falsely accused of fraud, didn't get or got money taken away from them, and still have not been reimbursed for the money that was taken from them. He's been very much, I think, the leader in the Democratic caucus on the House side for those folks getting their monies back. He was also leading on one of the other Democrats' big initiatives in 2016, making sure in-state companies get contracts. And this initiative that, agree with it if you want or disagree with it, but he was still out front on it, having to do with losing companies that come from Michigan to be able to rebid on a losing contract for up to 30 days, get them a second bite at the apple. Now, in many of these situations, this could be a situation where the Democrats are trying to help bolster Darren Camilleri, and that's very possible. I'm not saying that they're not. But you also have to have somebody who's willing to accept that responsibility, who's willing to do the work that is needed to keep a competitive seat from being competitive in years going forward, and be receptive to the advice and taking it and doing it. So for whatever reason, Darren Camilleri has done this level of activity for 2017 isn't the point. The point is that he did it, and I think he set himself up well and given Democrats a seat they don't have to worry about in 2018. So for doing his homework, for doing the elbow grease and the hard work needed, then when you are in a competitive seat, I think Darren Camilleri was a shining star for Democrats in 2017. He'll be my nominee for Freshman of the Year. Okay, so after some discussion here with the staff, we have decided that we are going to name Representative Tom Albert from Lowell as our Freshman of the Year. And Jacob, when you take a look at the two big initiatives that passed the legislature this year, and the two big issues I think took the most time in both chambers. Number one would be the reform to the teacher retirement system, the MIPSRS program, and the Municipal Employee Retirement Program, OPEB. In both cases, Tom Albert was knuckles deep in both of them. Now, he didn't get exactly what he wanted in OPEB and voted no against it. But that is not for a lack of effort or research.
Not just knuckles deep, Kyle. I mean, I think he was, here to say, the House's leader on it. I mean, he had the House bill for MIPSRS, but, you know, lose the coin flip, you know, lose in seniority to Senator Pavlov. I mean, sure. But he had the House bill on MIPSRS. And then he was part, not only was he part of it, he led, you know, these discussions in his committee for the OPEB. And I've don't cover a ton of House committees, but I've been to one of his, and you can tell that he brings a lot of expertise and a lot of passion, and he's willing to really push back against the state or whoever else doesn't want to think that this is an issue, the unfunded liability that state and local governments have. So he's going to be a point person on this for years to come, and he kind of set the stage for that this year, but not only did that, but was right in the mix of it as well.
And Mike, I think probably the thing that impressed me most about Tom Albert this whole year was the research he did on OPEB. Remind our listeners about that.
Albert and Representative Lauer were frustrated because everybody kept saying the information about municipal pensions and OPEBs wasn't available. Albert disagreed. He said that it's available, it's just not compiled. And so he gathered it, went to the municipalities, he gathered it, he put it together in a huge database, 490 plans on OPEB and more on pensions, and 900 on pensions, and he created a big database. So his information was what was needed to get the discussion started so people knew how underfunded these were. And what he found was kind of a little scary. For OPEBs, 44% were zero funded. That was an astounding figure that only Representative Albert was able to provide.
So for that and the other reasons we mentioned, congratulations to Representative Tom Albert, our MERS Freshman of the Year.
For the life of me, I cannot believe we'd ever die for these sins. We were merely freshmen.
Okay, John, we're going to wrap it up here with our House Member of the Year. And again, we had a lot of folks to talk about. But you're going to go with the Speaker Pro Tem to talk about it.
I'm going to nominate Representative Lee Chatfield. He appears to be in the final stretches of kind of zipping up or tying up the leadership race for the 2019-2020 legislative session. He has been in the middle of a lot of the legislative action as chair of the Michigan Competitiveness Committee. And he's also still, though, managed to work along with Representative LaFave to help get or help attempt to secure $1.9 million for an Upper Peninsula ski jump.
Oh, wouldn't that be
taking
cool?
Taking that away from Cobo Hall,
yeah.
Moving a little money around for his constituents up north. So,
and let's not forget that the OPEB bills came out of his committee, as did the speed up of the end of the driver responsibility fees, and he was the lead sponsor on the income tax cut.
Yep. He's
been the doomed income
just
tax.
About everything that's happened. He's been in the middle of it. So.
Tom Leonard's right hand, I think, is fair to say in the House. Okay, Mike, we're going to move on to you then for your nomination.
So I would nominate Representative Pete Lucido, Republican from Shelby Township. Representative Lucido has some pretty impressive numbers. The way I count it, he's introduced 103 bills this year. It's a very high number compared to others. He's gotten 9 of them passed. They include things like allowing paperless registration for cars, increasing juror compensation, requiring a court order to get a breath test from a minor if the minor wasn't driving, just walking down the street. In the bills that he's introduced, he's taking up real issues. He seems to be going systematically through a number of problems that he's spotted in the legal system as he's worked as an attorney. So a number of the proposals that he hasn't gotten them passed yet, but he's working on them, they're important issues. Medical parole for frail prisoners, adjusting civil asset forfeiture law to require a conviction before the government can take your property. Questions like that. He was in on the no-fault reform with the bill. So he's dealing with real issues, and he's always introducing something new, very active.
You know, I laugh about Pete Lucido because I had him on Michael Patrick Shields' morning show one day, and he thought that he was coming on to talk about one of his bills. And then we ended up talking about a different one altogether that happened to be in the news. And I saw him on the floor the next day. He goes, "Hey, why did you talk about the other bill?" And I'm like, "Well, what bill can I pick? Because you have so many of them." You know, back in August, we did a story about how Lucido and Kosowski, when you combine the work of the two of them, accounted for more bills than 40% of the House combined. That's how active he is. And all the while, he's also brought up issues that I think are very interesting things to think about, like challenging the whole daylight savings time issue. I know folks might think that's a waste of time, but that's something that impacts literally everybody in the state of Michigan. Everybody is impacted by daylight savings time. And I think he brings up some very good points on whether we really need that anymore or not. And then also he had the courage to push back on leadership about whether they can have American flags on their desks. And I know that sounds like a very strange thing to get excited about, But here we are representing a unit of government within the United States of America, and there's strict rules about keeping your flag on your desk once they adjourn for the day and everyone goes home. So he's not afraid to ruffle feathers. I think that's fair to say about Pete Lucido. And he does kind of blaze his own path at times, but at the same time is effective. So I would concur with you, Mike. I think he's a good nominee. Jacob?
All right. So my nomination for House Member of the Year is going to go to Representative Joe Graves out of Linden. In terms of impact, effectiveness, and level of activity, you can all kind of focus it on his big project for the year, the UIA reform. The Unemployment Insurance Agency issue was mostly in 2016, and this was a serious concern. I mean, I think everyone agreed, Republicans and Democrats alike, that this was a huge problem, that people were, there were problems in the system. So Joe Graves, chair of the Oversight Committee, you can do anything you want as the Oversight Committee. You can look at whatever you want. He made this core issue his baby. He chaired a task force with Representative Kevin Hertel. You know, he got Republicans and Democrats involved. He took a very meticulous process through his committee. He looked at the reforms. He worked with the UIA, and we're seeing that happen. He got the bills passed, House and Senate, and today, as we're recording, he got his public act from it as well, as which was part of the package. And he got one public act from it, but he was truly the one of the Republican shepherd on this critical reform piece. And so for that work and the way he went about it, I'm going to nominate Representative Joe Graves for House Member of the Year.
You know, another thing about Joe Graves I like, earlier this year, he sponsored a couple of bills that moved out of his oversight committee that would give his committee subpoena records from local governments. And I don't know if we ever really got to the bottom of why he wanted subpoena power over counties, cities, villages, school districts, community colleges, and what have you. But the fact is he pushed for it, and he got it through, at least this chamber. Was never really signed into law, but likely to die over in the Senate. But still very interesting. He was willing to flex his muscles as the chair of the Oversight Committee, get that through.
Yeah. One more thing is on oversight business. There were some issues. The Oversight Committee looks at audits, and there was an issue on one audit where the auditor said they didn't get enough information. And so he had a bill in there to introduce as well to kind of give them authority to get confidential or electronic data. So as the Oversight Committee chair, he took his job very seriously and wanted to do the best job possible.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and name my nominee. I'm going to nominate Representative Jim Tedder out of Clarkston. You take a look at the bills that got through in 2017, and on the economic development front, there were two huge packages that were not very popular in the House Republican caucus. I mean, let's be honest. The MyThrive legislation dealing with the project in Detroit, and his ability to get that through a very reluctant caucus, I don't think can be overstated. The speaker wasn't in support of it. Lee Chatfield wasn't in support of it. Gary Glenn and kind of that whole leadership team in the House were not thrilled about the MyThrive package. And yet Jim Tedder went ahead and took that on as the chair of the House Tax Policy Committee, and eventually got it through. It was a long haul. It didn't happen in 2016. It happened this year under a different name and a different focus on empowering communities across the state, just not Detroit, just not if your name is Gilbert, but somebody else who's got an idea for a downtown, a transformational project coming out of a brownfield. And Jim Tedder was able to make that happen. And the same thing with Good Jobs. Good Jobs was kind of a dream that, hey, maybe we can get Foxconn to come to Michigan and later, you know, now Amazon maybe, you know. And we got to have some type of huge, big, juicy carrot out there to bring these folks in. And that was kind of a mentality that Snyder tried to get rid of when he first came into office and has now become more of a hunter in his waning days as governor. And Jim Tedder, again, took on a cause that was not popular with the House Republican caucus and led that through to the governor's desk. Also, keep in mind that the income tax rollback went through his committee. And he was in defense of his House Speaker on that, even though Tom Leonard put that on the board and went down to defeat. Jim Tedder is the one who volunteered to be on Off the Record and gave, I thought, a very good defense of Tom Leonard in that vote being put up on the board. So for that reason, I'm going to go ahead and nominate Jim Tedder for House Member of the Year.
¶¶
a lot of great nominations here, guys, and we had a very spirited discussion on this and what direction we wanted to go. I think we could have awarded this to any of our nominees. But when you take a look at the totality of the year of 2017 and you take a look at the stuff that Lee Chatfield has been involved in, his bill was the income tax elimination bill. He was the committee chair on the Committee on Committees. The FOIA, the extension of the Freedom of Information Act to legislators, and yeah, it's not exactly how it is, the Legislative Open Records Act, or whatever they call it. He was involved in that. He was also the chair of those prison bills that John Prose put out earlier this year. Common Core Elimination Bill, CCW, he is involved in the Concealed Carries Weapon Bill. He was involved in the driver responsibility fees, the OPEB changes to municipal retiree benefits, English as an official language. He was involved in all this stuff, and all the while being probably one of the best presiding officers in the House I've seen, maybe since the days of Larry Julian. That guy is in control of the chamber like none other I've seen. He's got a great command of the chamber. He doesn't allow a lot of funny business to get out of control. Just a pretty remarkable presence up there. And all the while, I got to say, the guy's under 30 years old. He's just really separated himself, buttoned up the leadership race. I don't remember the last time we've had a House Speaker pretty much in the wings this early. Now, clearly the Republicans got to win majority still, but he has gotten that buttoned up. He's raised $167,000 for his campaign committee and his PAC, and more importantly, for the House Republican Caucus, $1.57 million in the bank for the House Republicans going into 2018. And John, it seems like in years past, we've seen years where the House Republicans or some other caucus is in debt this time of year. And here, they've not only cleared debt, they're in a position where in years past, they'd be happy to be in, let's say, spring of the election year, or maybe even summer of the election year. They have got themselves in that good of a position. So for all these reasons, I think it's pretty clear to say that one person stands out above the rest. This was Lee Chatfield's year, and that's why we're going to go ahead and name Lee Chatfield our House Member of the Year. And that's going to do it for this week's edition of the MERS Monday podcast. I want to thank all the work you all did. John, Jack, and Mike, and Jacob, thanks for digging through all the numbers and looking at all the old MERS stories and looking at the bills and the analysis and remembering who did what. I'm very happy with all our nominees. And
you know what we should do, Kyle? We should send this out Sunday night so people can listen to it New Year's Eve, don't you think?
Well, I wish you could do it earlier than that.
We can still say Happy New Year.
We can still say Happy New Year. We can sing Happy New Year. So you can click this on in that, like when the Dick Clark Show gets old.
Yep.
Or when it goes to yet another commercial break. You can go ahead and listen to the whole podcast during all the various commercial breaks. Hey, we are here for you in the holidays.
Absolutely. All the time, every holiday, we're here.
First time that we have had a podcast on New Year's Day, and we'll probably break the record then for most podcasts in 2018. And unfortunately, we have to revisit 2017. That's the way it goes. Thanks to all our listeners. Thank you to AT&T for sponsoring this and all our other podcasts. Until our first real edition of 2018, I'm Kyle Malin. Take care.